grows much older.
Why you worry?
And faces his biggest challenge yet.
Do you think I can use your toilet?
Dealing with a weak bladder.
Go in, boy, call the police!
Rambo, Last Dud.
I don't think I can hold it.
Now playing in the incontinent theaters. Check your underwear for stains and showtimes.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. North Korea is praising President Trump over his proposal for renewed talks over the regime's nuclear programs.
The North Korean diplomat Kim Myung-gil welcoming the departure of National Security Advisor John Bolton, calling him a nasty troublemaker for his hawkish positions. North Korea has suggested restarting talks later this month.
Fox's Simon Owen. Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill speaking out about the discovery of more than 2,000 preserved fetal remains found in the Illinois home of ex-abortion Dr. Ulrich Klaufer shortly after his death earlier this month.
We are going to bring our babies home and make sure that they're treated with the proper dignity and respect deserving of anyone born on Hoosier soil.
Klaufer's medical license was suspended 3 years ago for multiple violations, including an unreported abortion on a 10-year-old girl. America is listening to Fox News.
Yeah, because you cheer us up.
Hey, Dave, what's wrong?
Oh, I'm having trouble with my iPhone again.
Ask Siri to help.
Well, that's the trouble. I downloaded the Siri update, and now I get this.
What do you want?
What happened to Siri?
She changed her name. She's now called Surly. Surly, can you call my house?
Stop bothering me. My show is on.
Surly, please call my house.
Dave, please die.
See, that's what I get. And I can't figure out how to change it back.
Here, let me try. Surly, look up change iPhone settings.
Four brains. Give the phone back to Dave.
Well, that didn't go very well.
Yeah, looks like I'm going to be here for a while. Surly, please call my wife.
What shall I call her? Slut. Tramp. Hooker. Skank. Snake. Skis. Skankadactyl. Venus Guy Trap.
Yeah, regular I'm just going to use the phone in that gas station over there.
The iPhone, helping you stay connected in a digital world.
Certainly used to work here. She was my sidekick. It's a couple of minutes past 5 o'clock, the final happy hour. And it's been an amazing afternoon so far. Rosie is here. Seth Spotlow.
Yes.
And I have reaction to both Seth and Allison Spears, who has told us an amazing story over the last hour. Joseph says, Allison sounds like a keeper to me. She has a great radio presence, a natural.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
And
thank you.
Karen says, love your guests. So happy for her, but I gotta confess, love me some Seth.
Woo!
Yeah.
So,
I never hear that, so it's nice to.
Win for Seth. Yes.
No, you got me 100%.
I got your back if you got mine. We're good.
Of course.
Of course. We're good.
There you go.
Wow. Magic happens on this program.
I'm telling you.
It's Friday afternoon.
Pretty amazing. We are going to visit the traffic dungeon, get Rich's forecast on your local news, and then we'll be back. You can get a request in at 272-9228, something from our vast collection of hilariosity, anything that suits your mood. 272-9228. Say good afternoon to Rosie.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
We're cruising into the 5 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and we have our normal slowdowns for this time of the day. If you're headed towards the interchange on I-85, please be careful. Traffic is already backing up there. If you're on the boulevard, you know it's going to be busy. Just be careful around the intersections. There are no accidents or major delays for you, and the 31s look good this afternoon. Please be careful as you head on home. Thursday night is $6.99, ribeye steak and fries night at the Shack. Don't miss it. Bring your hungry self on down. $6.99, ribeye steak and fries night Thursdays at the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Pretty much everyone agrees. We have the best diamonds, the best jewelry, and the best selection in town. But what is hogwash is people think we're expensive. That's total, complete nonsense. We sell the finest diamonds, the finest jewelry. That's all we're going to sell you. And we do it at the lowest price compared to everyone in town. We did this for years. We used to make jewelry for Zales, Army's Air Force Exchange Services, Costco, you name it. Come to Marguerite's. Shop us. If you shop anybody else, we'll save you thousands.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
All right, we're going to go to the phone, and Mary, who says... this cable issue is citywide. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Greg. How you doing?
How are you?
Yeah. Tell Mrs. Riddlebottle everything will be okay. There's been a fiber cut. They'll get it fixed.
So somebody, I guess a construction, a repair crew, just went into the ground and snapped the cable?
Yeah, somewhere between here and Atlanta.
Oh,
wow. Wow. Any idea how long it's going to be out?
Unless I don't know. But
somebody,
you know,
must have a roll of duct tape big enough to fix that, right?
Yeah, I work there, and mine's out too, so you know I called as soon as I got home and was like, what the heck is going on with my cable?
What am I going to do?
It'll be back on shortly. They're working on it.
Is there anything we could play for you this afternoon?
Yeah, I don't know if you could play this anymore because it's so unpolitically correct, but... I like Death to America.
Oh.
That's an album.
Except for Joey.
Except for Joey.
Except for Joey.
Yep, that's the one. Yeah, we can play that.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thanks, that's Mary. The English-speaking Al Jazeera Network, and I think we might be able to squeeze that in. It's 5:09. Here's your local news.
Hi, I'm Ellis Heskew with Alabama News Network. Alabama has again set a new record low unemployment rate. Alabama's August unemployment rate is 3.1%, down from July's rate of 3.3%. Wilcox County remains the highest unemployment at 6.9%. U.S. Senator Richard Shelby today announced that five local airports across the state of Alabama will receive $2.63 million in FAA grants. The federal funding was awarded by the U.S. Department of Transportation for various airport improvements to support infrastructure construction, safety advances, and equipment acquisition. And Governor Kay Ivey is undergoing surgery for lung cancer today. She made the announcement yesterday. Governor Ivey says over the past few weeks, her longtime family doctor found a spot on her lung during a routine exam. Ivey says more tests confirmed that it was a small tumor. This morning, Governor Ivey had an outpatient procedure at UAB. I'm Ellis Heskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I wouldn't say it feels like fall, but it certainly feels better than it was earlier in the week. Tonight, mostly clear skies. Overnight low temperature falls to a very tolerable 65. Then for tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. I think it's going to be a nice day. Tolerable humidity, lots of sun, high around 90. We're back to the mid to upper 60s tomorrow night. And then Sunday, with a high temperature up to about 93, we're still dry. And I think the mid-90s will be back with us on Monday and Tuesday. Still no rain, and fall officially begins on Monday in the pre-dawn hours. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All requests Friday, our most electrifying story of the afternoon. Just moments away, we had a request for this, and even after years of playing it, we're still not sure if it's real or fake.
Missing is all that's going on there. Now, Donna, you got quite the vent today. It sounds like what's going on with you.
Well, I wanted to voice my opinion on something that's been bothering me for a really long time.
Okay.
I tried writing the newspaper and contacting TV stations, but nobody seems to want to stay with this. So that's why I'm calling you guys.
Okay. What's the issue?
Well, over the past few years, I've been involved in three separate car accidents involving deer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the population and everything. Each of these incidents, they've occurred shortly after I saw a deer crossing sign on the highway. Well, my frustration is that Minnesota and North Dakota Departments of Transportation would allow these deer crossings to be in such high traffic areas. I mean, I've even seen them on the interstate. Why are we encouraging deer to cross at the interstate? I don't get it. That's such a high traffic area. I mean,
are you kidding?
I understand that deer are wild animals. They need to travel across the streets occasionally to survive and, you know, of course, to find food. But it seems to me that it's so irresponsible of us to allow these deer crossings to be in areas where these deer are so likely to be struck by oncoming traffic. I mean, wouldn't you agree? You think they would put deer crossings maybe, you know, in, you know, smaller towns, maybe during at a school crossing. It would be a safer place for them to cross.
Wait,
you know, put the deer crossing sign.
You know, deer crossings aren't telling deer that it's safe to cross there. It's just more of like an alert for drivers so they know it's like a high deer population.
The government put the deer crossings there. They can direct the deer population anywhere they want to by moving that deer crossing sign. I mean, you know, why in the world would they place it on the highway or the interstate? You know? I mean, God, there are so many other places I can think of than the deer crossing signs on busy highways and interstates.
You seem to be under the misunderstanding that the deer are somehow attracted to the deer crossing sign.
Well, the deer crossing sign is there to allow the deer to know that's where they need to cross.
Right. And all these car accidents you had involved a deer after you saw a deer crossing sign.
Exactly. I mean, I'm trying to watch out for the deer, but, I mean, speed limit's 55, 65. How am I supposed to, you know?
All right, so the question, gang, is, and we'll go around the room here and vote, is that real or fake? I think it's real.
Totally real. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, totally. That was hilarious.
Not because of what she says, but because of their reaction. They're like, are you for real?
And because I've
I can't believe you asked me that question.
That's great.
You know. Yeah.
And that was one of our Friday afternoon requests. We still got time to get a few more in between now and 6 at 272-9228. But first...
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell and Joey Clark.
Well, we got to get that fixed because
Joey,
he's no longer here on the afternoon show. He's graduated this. What a ceremony, too.
Yeah.
At Bonhoeffer's Victory Grill the other night. Our most electrifying story, instead of coming from the news or a wire service or a website, is sitting here in the studio with us. This is the first time, we have ever done this. But your story is electrifying. And again, if you're just joining us, Allison Spears, one of our guest sidekicks, Seth Spotlow's here, and Rosie, who told us early on in the show that back just a few months ago, June, right?
Yeah.
She was told she had stage 4 brain cancer, was dispatched to UAB,
mm-hmm.
and...
And then went for a 72-hour ride of my life.
Yeah. And I had never heard of this before, but she told us how they, what do they call that procedure, an open or
an awake craniotomy.
An awake craniotomy.
Yeah. Mm. Apparently they performed one on Grey's Anatomy, as I've been told now, and so...
And that one, I hope that one had
I'm
happy
just happy it too. Wasn't on me, that's all. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's gone.
The tumor is gone. I have a rad scar on my brain. And and I'm, you know, I'm kicking live, well, happy here, talking to you guys. So, yeah.
So happy, man. More people need to learn how to be like that.
Yes. Smiling and putting positive, yeah, it's a game changer.
Miracles still happen.
They do. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, they do.
Now that you've been through this process, how has this changed your life? I would imagine an experience like this would be...
It changes everything. You know, for me, it was something that literally shut me down. I had started my own business a couple of years ago. It put me to a point where I wasn't able to do a lot of things that I had before. I had adjusted so many things, but it shuts you down. It also makes you look back and say, I think you and I have to talk about this. You do things because you actually want to after that. You go, you know, if I'm going to get up every day and I'm going to go to a job somewhere, then it better be worth it. It better have anything that's going to change your world in that respect. You absolutely take everything into perspective again and go, okay, what's really making me happy and what impact am I leaving? So, yeah, it changed everything.
So awesome.
And what a reward to be able to come and be on this show, huh?
and tell her story.
Yes.
I'm winning today for sure.
I think you helped, you know, a very small fraction of people that listen to a radio show ever call. It's less than 3%. That's what research said. Mm-hmm. So there is a vast number of people who are hearing your story, and they'll be talking about you at their dinner tables tonight.
I hope so.
Or at work or in conversation with others. And consider yourself invited back. Hang on. I may have a home emergency here.
Internet, up or down?
actually, it's...
Cable?
And Rosie knows Chuck
Turn
Courtney.
Off.
Yeah, up or down.
Chuck Courtney is another miracle. And he says, I know where your guest is coming from. Great guest. And Chuck, here again, here's another example of somebody who had to face something today that we all dread. His pup had to go to the Rainbow Bridge.
Aww.
But here he is, listening to you
on
a sad day like that, inspired. There's some amazing people that listen to this.
Yes.
I wouldn't trade my audience for a million of anybody else's, except for this guy. Cooter!
Oh, cool.
Hey, is this the Joey Clark Radio L?
Yes, sir, for the time being, it is.
Well, it's as close as you're going to get to it because Seth Spotlow's here.
Yeah.
Could you put me on hold until Joey gets there?
You want to wait
It'll
until
be a long
9 o'clock
time.
Monday morning? Sure. Yeah. That way you'll get online. What can we play for you this afternoon, Mr. Cooter?
I was going to tell you, Donna, the deer crossing lady.
Yes.
There was a second video, a second audio of that, too, where she called back to the station. And apparently that was a real call. But the second one's out there if you ever want to download it and play it. Just Google deer crossing sign and you'll find a link to it.
It's just amazing that somebody could be that dense.
She's in North Dakota, though. You know how them Yankees are.
And
you were a Yankee, too, weren't you? Never mind.
Hey, I was, too, Cooter.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Me, too. Wouldn't that work?
Nelson, are you a native?
I am a native. I was born in Montgomery, but I have a host of family members that were Massachusetts born and raised. So my grandmother is very French and North, but I was definitely always been a Southern girl. For sure. I've seen lots of other places, but I'm gonna stay here in this hot, miserable heat. I like it that much.
You know what? It's hot and miserable in Minnesota and every other place.
I was gonna say, it's miserable everywhere else, too, at times. Yes.
In Minnesota, from where the guy did it, talking about the roundabouts?
No, that guy was from northeast Pennsylvania. That's where he gets it. This guy.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the county, you want to know why? That when people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
Yeah. He sounds like a scientist, doesn't he?
I heard birds in the background.
He gets the Nobel Prize for science.
I like it.
Hey, I hope y'all have a blessed weekend, hey?
You too, man.
Our blessed weekend has begun. Thank you. At 520. So, Allison is our most electrifying story of the day, and that was brought to you by Mr. Electric. If you don't have a go-to electrician, this company is a team of master electricians that can help you with a wide array of services, installations, ceiling fans, recessed lighting. They can do childproofing on your outlets if you have a little one coming to your house. They do electrical safety inspections, always recommended for older homes because electrical fires are about as thoroughly devastating as anything that can happen. Circuits, ceiling fans, they moved. Whoever built our house put the outside outlet in the dumbest place you could have possibly put it. Mr. Electric moved it for us so we could open our front door. I mean, can you imagine you're trying to get out of the house during an emergency, but you can't open the front door because the front outlet is in the way? That's just silly. So they fixed that for us. They can do generators, the Generac, which will keep you going through any type of situation. And not like a gasoline-powered, but it just kicks in when the power goes out, and it'll keep everything in your house going instead of just a few select utilities. And they can do holiday lighting, landscape lighting, specialty lighting. And these are people that show up at the time they say they're going to be there, and they give you an upfront price on whatever you need, and that is what you pay with Mr. Electric.
Yes, they do.
245-1566, 245-1566, online at MrElectric.com.
As we roll on through the 5 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and it looks pretty good for this time of the afternoon. We still see lots of traffic on the boulevard, and it's slow around the intersection, so be careful there. If you're on the 31s, the traffic's moving along pretty well. If you're going into Wetumpka, be careful around the river bridge and when you get up by the casino. And if you're on the interstates, everything's rolling great on I-65. On I-85, there is our usual slowdown around the interchange, so be careful there. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems, both protecting your pet and keeping them in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Bacon, the most beautiful thing on earth. Bacon's the best. Even the frying of bacon sounds like applause. It's like, ah! Yay, bacon! You want to know how good bacon is? To improve other food, they wrap it in bacon. If it weren't for bacon, we wouldn't even know what a water chestnut is.
Thank you, bacon. Sincerely, Water Chestnut III.
And those bits of bacon are like the fairy dust of the food community.
You don't want this baked potato?
Bring! Now it's your favorite part of the meal. Not interested in a salad? Bibbidi-bobbidi bacon! I'll just turn it into an entree. But once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad. It just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce. It's like you're panning for gold. Eureka! Bacon! How many ways to prepare bacon? You can either fry it or get botulism. It's amazing the shrinkage that occurs. You start with a pound, you end up with a bookmark. Really, the only bad part about bacon is it makes you thirsty for more bacon. I never feel like I get enough bacon. At breakfast, it's like they're rationing it. Here's your two strips of bacon. I want more! More bacon! Whenever you're at a brunch buffet and you see that big metal tray filled with the 4,000 pieces of bacon, don't you almost expect a rainbow to be coming out of it? I found it! I found the source of all bacon! That bacon tray is always at the end of the buffet. You regret all the stuff on your plate. What am I doing with all this worthless fruit? I should have waited. If I had known you were here, I would have waited. I would eat only you, bacon.
I get mononucleosis.
Rub some bacon on it.
My nude pics get posted.
Rub some bacon on it. Rub some bacon on it. Rub some bacon on it, yeah.
My home gets foreclosed.
Rub some bacon on it.
My cat explodes.
Rub some bacon on it.
I wake up in a trunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
My friend goes steampunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
I meet real pirates.
Rub some bacon.
There's an awkward silence. I say something unintentionally racist.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm an adult with braces.
Rub some bacon on it.
I can't swim.
Rub some bacon on
it. I'm visited by Mr. Tim.
Hey, boy.
I'm attacked by a narwhal. The apocalypse started. I think I might have sharted.
It's our salute to bacon. Excuse me. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, Friday afternoon happy hour. Our guest hosts today, Allison and Seth. Allison has told us an amazing story of
miraculous story.
Miraculous story, yeah.
There we go.
Much better word.
Yeah.
just this past June, told she had stage 4 brain cancer. Mm-hmm. It's gone.
Bye-bye.
That is amazing.
It's gone.
Yeah.
And we have received a number of comments from listeners who awesome. Would love to have you come back.
Cool.
Let me echo.
I'd love to come back.
That refrain.
Yay. They like me. They really, really like me.
Oh. On the morning show. The among many. Oh, by the way, I just got a text from Rick Clark, and I should remind everybody. But let me. We use this attention-getting sound effect for a reason.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Got it from Rick Clark. Just letting you know, our phone and internet at this is at Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing down. And according to stores, there's a major cable cut. This is what we've heard. Wow, apparently, somebody somewhere along the length of their system sliced one of their cables in half. Aren't people supposed to check before they go plunging
yes,
into the earth?
Yes, check before you dig.
411, baby.
Yeah.
There's signs everywhere.
It's either 411 or 811.
One of those.
So if you are one of those that's experiencing cable issues, I don't know if it's affecting just their internet service or their TV service.
Probably both.
If there's no Andy Griffith when I get home, that's how my unwind.
Mine is Johnny Carson.
I used to use cocktails to unwind, but then I got wound up in it.
Well, you know what? I got HDTV, honey, and I will have Andy Griffith tonight.
Uh-huh. Antenna TV all day.
Me TV.
Woo! Yep. Johnny comes on every night from 9 to 10.
Yes, he does.
I just don't watch TV anymore. I gave it up. Mm. One
well,
of those.
I use it. I get made fun of.
There you go. I use it, too. I'm like, how do you do this?
I get made fun of because one of my favorite channels is Smithsonian Channel.
I have their lineup.
Air America.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Cool. What's on the Smithsonian Channel tonight?
Yeah. All right. 6 p.m., air disasters blown away.
Ooh.
Get your popcorn.
7 p.m., air disasters, fatal transmission.
Wow.
8 p.m., Aerial America, beyond Hollywood.
Dum, dum, dum. I don't know if I want to know what's beyond Hollywood.
Mm. 9 p.m., building Star Trek.
That's cool. For Star Trek fans.
To infinity and
beyond. That'd be awesome.
That's a great show because they take you behind the scenes.
Yes.
I hope you're not wearing a blue shirt.
And the rest are reruns after that, reruns of the previous programs.
Air Disasters is sort of like the forensic show. And it's fascinating because if you can get past the fact that bad things happened and people got hurt or killed, the process by which they determine what happened has also led to incredible plane safety. We rarely have an incident anymore involving aircraft here. In fact, the only one this year was caused by that guy in, I believe, North Carolina, who rigged the software on an American Airlines 757 to give false readings to the cockpit. This could have been the new 9/11, sabotaging a plane's computer software. Fortunately, the pirates
are
yesterday we,
that was great.
Put your dentures back in.
I was on such a roll that
it's not pirate day yet.
The pilots realized something was wrong as they were starting their takeoff roll and aborted the takeoff and probably saved themselves and everybody on that plane. Is this something else we have to worry about? Now, of course, the media made that go away very quickly because the mechanic happened to be Islamic, but...
Barbara called before
yes.
you take this call. No cable, no phone, no internet, and even her AT&T phone is running like Methuselah.
Bread and milk!
Yeah.
Whatever shall we do?
Well,
read a book.
What's that?
They don't even have those at schools anymore.
Well, let's just approach this cable internet controversy with calmness.
All the folks agree that this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
I can't believe this idiot, Antonio Brown, just threw $15 million out the window because he can't behave like an adult off the field.
What did he do?
I believe this is... assault allegations.
Oh, my goodness.
He goes to the Patriots, a chance to play in a Super Bowl, and...
A guaranteed ring and $15 million, pretty much.
Yeah.
And you want to get drunk and beat somebody up.
Super smart guy.
Sexual misconduct allegations.
Ooh, man.
Yeah.
This is the sexual misconduct.
Two women.
It's too much.
Two women.
Yeah, there's so much these days.
Here is East of the Rockies.
Mm. Hey, I've got a trivia question. I've got a decorum question. Very quickly, does anyone in your panel know what Andy Griffin's, Andy Taylor's middle name is?
Jackson.
Yes.
Of course, Greg would know.
Uh-huh.
Of course you would. Andrew Jackson Taylor.
Yeah, that's you know, you find that out in the high school reunion episode, because he shows his yearbook picture.
Oh, that's
Andrew Jackson Taylor.
That's cool. Hey, let me ask you guys this. I'm occasionally irritated by people who stand at cashiers, counters, banks, convenience stores, fast food, and the people are on the phone while they're making their order and giving them money. Is that rude, or is it just me?
It's incredibly rude.
Yeah, I mean, they just deserve our scorn. But I was kind of keeping that to myself, and I just every day, man, I see somebody doing that. They got the phone on the shoulder thing, you know, and I just like, wow, you know. You're looking right through the person on the other side of the counter like they don't exist.
I make noises that induced uncomfortability when I'm behind somebody like that in line.
Wherever you are, East, be fully present.
Hey, that's right. Wherever your feet are, be there.
Yep.
That's it.
East, thank you for the call. Have a great weekend.
Hi.
If you are in need of new flooring, Georgia Floors Direct... I can't give you all the details quite yet, but they are absorbing another local flooring place. And they are going to have a sale on room size remnants that is unprecedented in size and scope. And I will let you know as soon as they're ready to roll with that. But any day you go to Georgia Floors Direct, you can pick out whatever flooring you like, knowing it's there at a real wholesale price. They have worked with manufacturers all over America over the last half century to bring in popular styles of flooring, sell it to you at a wholesale price, and build a team of installers who are absolute perfectionists on the installation. They have done so much work for us, and each and every job they do is done to perfection. Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floorers help you navigate that incredible and overwhelming amount of choices in their building on Eastern Boulevard, right across from Lowe's. You know, they've been a flooring destination for 50 years, since 1969. Stop by and see Georgia Floors Direct, open Monday through Saturday from 9 till 7.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling with you through the middle of the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we still see a slowdown on northbound 85. It's going to be between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway, so be careful if you're going through that area. If you're going southbound on I-85, be alert when you get down around the interchange because it could slow down at any minute down there. And we also see a little delay on I-65 northbound around Highway 143 if you're headed towards Prattville. Traffic's going to be busy for a while this afternoon, so be careful. Watch the traffic around you. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota is now open Sundays after church from noon till 6. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. Representative to the United Nations, and she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Alice Heskew with Alabama News Network. U.S. Senator Richard Shelby today announced that five local airports across the state of Alabama will receive $2.63 million in FAA grants. The federal funding was awarded by the U.S. Department of Transportation for various airport improvements to support infrastructure construction, safety advances, and equipment acquisition. Alabama has again set a new record low unemployment rate. Alabama's August unemployment rate is 3.1%, down from July's rate of 3.3%. Wilcox County remains the highest unemployment at 6.9%. And Governor Kay Ivey is undergoing surgery for lung cancer today. She made the announcement yesterday. Governor Ivey says over the past few weeks, her longtime family doctor found a spot on her lung during a routine exam. Ivey says more tests confirmed that it was a small tumor. This morning, Governor Ivey had an outpatient procedure at UAB. I'm Alice Heskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I wouldn't say it feels like fall, but it certainly feels better than it was earlier in the week. Tonight, mostly clear skies. Overnight low temperature falls to a very tolerable 65. Then for tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. I think it's going to be a nice day. Tolerable humidity, lots of sun, high around 90. We're back to the mid to upper 60s tomorrow night. And then Sunday, with a high temperature up to about 93, we're still dry. And I think the mid-90s will be back with us on Monday and Tuesday. Still no rain, and fall officially begins on Monday in the pre-dawn hours. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
All right, listen up, y'all. I'm y'all's substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city, so don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me? Mm-hmm. Let's take a roll here. Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at? No Jay Quellen here?
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay, so that's how it's gonna be. Y'all wanna play. Okay, then. I've got my eye on you, Jay Quellen. Balake. Where is Balake at? Yes, sir.
My name is Blake.
Are you out of your goddamn mind? Do you want to go to war, Balake?
No.
Because we could go to war.
No.
I'm for real. So you better check yourself. D-Nice. Is there a D-Nice? If one of y'all says some silly name, this whole class is going to feel my wrath. Now, D-Nice.
Do you mean Denise?
Son of a bitch. You say your name right, right now.
Denise?
Say it right.
Denise.
Correctly.
Denise.
Right.
Denise.
Right.
D-Nice.
That's better. Thank you. Now, Timothy.
Present.
Thank you.
You must be beat. I said, young man, yesterday is a treat. It's a day to celebrate now. That's why I hear you say, I love Friday. That's why I hear you say, I love Friday. Hey. Oh, the weekend is here. Just relax and kick back. Grab a cold one from that six pack. That's why I hear you say,
welcome to the last couple of segments of your Friday happy hour. I am not understanding. It's not because I'm dumb. It's not because I can't read. I'm not understanding this whole thing with this whistleblower and Trump. And there's a story about Joe Biden intervening on behalf of his son to get like $1 billion to some foreign country if they didn't drop their investigation of his kid and all this stuff. I don't know what the hell's going on. I can't, you know, I become news averse. Not a good thing if you're a talk host. You're supposed to keep up with what's going on.
I hear.
But man, it's just the same old stuff. It really is. It really is. Our guests today, Seth Spotlow and Allison Spears, Rosie riding shotgun. And I wanted to share a quick story because y'all know, and by the way, we still don't have 100 predictions on the Alabama Predictathon. Let's get going here. Auburn is winning this. Where's the Roll Tide Nation?
War Eagle.
Go to my Facebook page and make a prediction on the Alabama Southern Mississippi game. But this is the voice of Bobby the Swami. And we were taught, she had, in fact, he and my dog Hershey have been friends since they were kids.
Zorro the Wiener Dog.
Zorro the Wiener Dog.
Wiener Dog.
Or as I call him, Elwinho, was showing symptoms of something called Cushing's disease, where they drink a lot of water, they're continually panting, they may seem addle-headed. Anyway, they went to your CBD store and got the CBD dog treats. Symptoms are gone.
Yay.
It's been a couple of days. I mentioned that Marissa at the store shipped a bottle of those treats to my daughter for her dog, Bella, who's about 7 or 8 years old, a larger dog, and was having trouble with the back legs. Obviously some pain, some anxiety, and those have worked for her. Your CBD store also has solutions for you and the expertise to help guide you to the right choices when you visit them. Easy to find. Turn south at the Bojangles off Chantilly Parkway. Go about one block, make a left, and you're in the plaza with the Adams Drugs and Renfro. Your CBD store is right across from them. The number is 593-0818 if you'd like to call ahead. But there are so many ways these totally legal, non-high-producing products can help you. Made from industrialized hemp, government approved by the Department of Agriculture and totally legal.
Yeah.
And these interact with the cannabinoids in your system on a very natural basis. So check it out. Where other things haven't worked, your CBD store can help. 593-0818.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling with you through the middle of the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we still see a slowdown on northbound 85. It's going to be between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway, so be careful if you're going through that area. If you're going southbound on I-85, be alert when you get down around the interchange because it could slow down at any minute down there. And we also see a little delay on I-65 northbound around Highway 143 if you're headed towards Prattville. Traffic's going to be busy for a while this afternoon, so be careful. Watch the traffic around you. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota is now open Sundays after church from noon till 6. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, I need to make a correction because I've had an issue with this word. It's a brain block.
Cannabinoids.
Cannabinoids.
Yes, sir.
I keep going cannabinoids. And I don't know why. Cannabinoids.
Yes, sir.
Cannabinoid.
I'm sorry.
As no, in cannabis.
I'm trying to help. I can't say crayon. Crayon?
I thought you were saying crayon.
Crayon.
Are you saying crayon or?
Crayon. I'm saying the thing you write with is colored.
Crayon.
Oh, not crown like you put on your head. I thought you said crown.
So, look who's on the phone. It's Redheaded Savage.
Hello.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell you I've enjoyed the show today, and I've enjoyed your guests, and Rosie knows I love her. But I wanted to tell you that I met Seth at Baumhauer's on Wednesday night, and he was so sweet and
isn't
so humble
dream?
And likable. Yes. And I have never seen somebody so excited to be on there, Greg. So I just wanted to say hello to Seth. Tonight because it was nice to meet him.
Well, he is
adorable.
Yes.
Oh, but never as adorable as Rich.
No.
Nobody's as adorable.
There's Rich, and then there's all the other adorable people.
Yes.
It was very nice to meet you too.
Hey, we have time for one more request. Is there something we can play for you today?
Are you there?
Well, maybe it's that wow thing. We got to pick.
Her internet went out.
Fruitcake lady.
Fruitcake lady?
Fruitcake lady. I'm sorry, Rosie.
Let me do the math. We'll be right back.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor.
At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
By request, it's the somewhat vulgar fruitcake lady.
Beatrice, I'm from Wisconsin. I just turned 18, and I'll be voting for my first time in November. I was wondering if you had any advice. How do I vote?
How do you vote? Oh, my God, woman, you mean you're asking somebody in Florida how to vote?
Hi, I'm calling from New Jersey. My husband's always complaining about working so hard. How do I get him off the couch to mow the lawn?
Why can't you mow the lawn? Do you have a riding lawnmower? If you have a riding lawnmower, there's no problem. And you can certainly get your fat ass on that and do that.
Hi, my name is Tiffany. I'm from Colorado. My boyfriend always has his hands down his pants while we're watching TV. How do I get him to stop?
Okay. Well, what does he think? He's going to run away or something? Or he's got to hold on to it? I don't know. There's something wrong with him. Nobody's going up and steal it from him.
I'm Matt from Fullerton, California, and my question is, how many gingerbread men can I fit in my mouth at once?
Now, you know, if that is not the guy, you know something, you really make me mad when you come with me a question like that. You put, I don't care, stuff clean up your ass as far as I'm concerned. Never heard anything so sick.
Hi, my name's Lindsay Miller. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri. When a man has a lot of sex partners, he's called a stud. But right. What do you call a woman with a lot of partners?
She's a whore.
Hey, my name is Lynn, and I'm from Moultrie, Georgia. I hate the black spot in Jay's hair. I think you should dye it. What do you think?
The only way Jay Leno looks good is the way he is now. Because Jay Leno is not good looking. Well, he doesn't have a good body. He has no butt at all. He has no butt. He's flat as a flitter.
My name is Lindsay Falco, and I'm from Porterville, California. And I would like to know what advice you can give to newlyweds to achieve a happy, successful marriage.
The advice I would give newlyweds is never go to bed mad at each other. That's the most important thing. And another important thing is to always, the woman should always keep herself clean and attractive in every sense of the word. Keep yourself clean. Keep Miss clean all the time. Inside and out. Put on your best gown. Get a little perfume on you. Crawl in that bed. And I guarantee you, Miss will have a time of her.
See, when I get really old, that's the kind of talk host I want to be. I just want to say whatever the hell's on my mind and not really care about
it. You already do.
It's great.
Except for when I'm here.
It's an earned privilege.
Do you see that face?
Uh-huh. Keep us in line.
It's respect.
Yes.
So, Allison, thank you for sharing your amazing story with us. I got yet another note from Mike who says, love the show with different guests and such today. Could be the future. Can Rosie learn to run the board?
Woo!
Shout out.
Why not? Uh-oh. You are a graduate of Larry Stevens Academy. I don't see why not. So we'll look forward to having you back. And you're going to a reunion?
My 20th high school reunion we're having homecoming. So I'm going to go sit in some concrete bleachers and listen to kids scream and yell and sweat. And
well, first of all,
bad out there today, so it'll be.
I have to assume,
yes,
based on personal experience, you're going to be the best looking person at your reunion, and everybody's going to
thank you.
Be nice to you, yes. But secretly jealous.
I have all my teeth. I know.
And that should be fun. That should be fun.
Yeah, it'll be great.
And think of this. I mean, on the day of your reunion, you got to be on this major league talk show.
Woo!
And you've been invited back.
Stoked. Yeah, and I can't wait to come back.
It doesn't get any better, and Seth Spotlight will be seeing you Monday afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for coming back today.
Thank you.
Because one of our scheduled sidekicks, I thought, I just saw Seth in the building. Can we get him back up here?
Dude, I turned around.
He was on.
Now, I just want to say this. I really believe you have a future in this business.
I love it.
I'm telling you out loud, on the air, in front of God and everybody else, you have a future in this business.
I love it, man. You told me that 3 or 4 years ago when I first met you, and I've been chasing it since then. So
keep going. Just don't give up.
I won't. You see me, I'm still here.
That's all that it takes.
I'm poking prod,
out.
Man.
Yeah.
She is right.
I'm testimony of that one.
I got a little one, man. She's 3, and she loved me to death. I'll make her proud.
I had to hold on for God to get there, and it was a long time to hold on.
Please go to my Facebook page, get your predictions in. We have 2 predictathons, both games, Auburn and Alabama. Win the works from Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. And thank you, Rick Clark, for messaging us. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. We give away a Clark's Club membership every Friday on the morning show. It's worth $159, includes 2 annual tune-ups and the guarantee of urgent care service. If you have a heating, air conditioning, or plumbing issue come up, their people are the best, and they are amazing, and we're proud to have them as a member of our Decade Club. Think about that, to have a great sponsor like that for 10 years. And that list is growing, Lewis Lawn and others. God bless you all for the support for the show. Everybody have a great weekend, and thanks for punching us up.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic making our way into the 6 o'clock hour, and it looks like traffic is returning to a normal traffic flow. It's still busy out on the boulevard. After all, it is Friday afternoon. Everything looks good, though. Just be careful around the traffic lights. If you're on the interstates, everyone's up at a speed limit ride, and we don't have any delays on the 31s. Get your weekend started safely. Be careful on the roadways. Do all your shopping at Midtown Plaza. Shop Cricket, Young America Insurance, and much more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for